And we're back with one message and one message only. Fuck you, COVID.
Do you want to try that one again? Start it up, try it again.
Shut up.
Try it again.
Shut up.
You messed up the word.
You're not leaving this in. So just shut the fuck up.
I am going to leave
Tyler,
this in.
You're going to leave this in.
Yep.
You're not going to change anything.
Nope.
You're going to supposedly me messing it up, which was fine.
Do you know why I'm going to leave it in?
I might leave
it. Do you know why I'm going
to
leave it in?
Because you love to torture me.
No. Because I have the final edit.
Look at me as I edit. My name is Tyler. I'm a little editor. Wow, Nala came out of the bedroom because she heard me making fun of you. Like, you making fun of Tyler?
You're making weird noises.
Fucking dog. My name is Tyler.
Speaking Nala, of all right. Speaking of the final edit, we talk a lot about David Dobrik in this.
A lot of David Dobrik.
Yeah, so
Nala makes a little appearance with her barking, pisses me off.
That is an interesting thing that we didn't touch base with during the podcast. The final edit, like there's one vlog in there where they talk about like who has the final edit. Like, is it Natalie or is it David?
It's supposed to be David.
Right?
But David also says Natalie will probably make me take this out.
Yeah, exactly, right? So when it comes to the podcast and Scripted Banter, just know that I've got the final edit.
No, I think Daniel has the final edit.
Fair enough. Daniel does have the final edit.
Inside joke. Guys, let's just get on into this one. It's a good one. David Dobrik, a lot of David Dobrik. A little bit of COVID-19 talk. And man,
what's that? What is it?
COVID-19. COVID.
They're steamy.
COVID-19. We're coming for you, motherfucker.
Wow. That was aggressive.
Yes. Let's just jump into it.
Yeah, maybe that's smart.
Jump into it. COVID-19. Please put your seats on the upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler. Welcome back to another podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the apocalypse. Oh my gosh, Tyler.
Feels like it, right?
What the hell's been going on, man?
Pull your mic back just a little bit there, buddy.
You've
got a projecting voice.
Dude, it's freaking crazy.
Feels like I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. You know? With more people, of course. There's not.
I Am Legend, but people. No zombies. But you drive through the crossroads, like the shopping centers, grocery stores, like no restaurants are open. There's nobody in the parking lots. Everything looks closed down. You only see cars in like Walmart, Kroger, and gas stations. That's really it.
Yeah. Yeah. So like many of you guys, we are in lockdown. There's only a small handful of states that have not gone to lockdown.
Do you know what they are?
I know Arkansas is one of them. So my parents are still allowed to go out and about, but I mean, a lot of people aren't going out and about.
So they still have like restaurants open and shit there?
No, I'm pretty sure those have been closed for quite a while.
Okay. But there's no like,
but there's no stay at home. Okay. Order.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Interesting.
But I've been going crazy. I was in the middle of remodeling my place. I think I might even talked about this last podcast, but. And of course, this stuff happened, so we just stopped working on my stuff. So I have boxes in my living room of my couch, which I haven't put together yet.
That you could have put together.
I could have put that. I hate putting stuff together.
Yeah.
Nala's trying to make a guest appearance on the podcast, like usual.
Yeah, she's outside.
I'm gonna throw her over the fence. I'm gonna throw her over that railing. Is what I'm gonna do.
Look at she's chasing a bug again. There she goes.
Oh my gosh, freaking psycho dog. Man,
she doesn't even know she's barking.
That dog, a pibble, would get a hold of that dog and one shake and be dead.
Oh, for sure.
One shake.
She's got little dog syndrome.
Nala. Yeah, Nala is what? Half chihuahua and half...
Half pug.
Half pug. Which, yeah. But she basically just looks like a pug.
She's just
maybe a little taller with longer legs because of the
longer
chihuahua.
Legs, yep. But she's got a pug face, or a pug face with just a little bit of an extended nose.
Yeah. I hope you guys are doing well, you know, finding ways to entertain yourself.
What have you been doing to entertain yourself? You've been on
lots of YouTube.
Okay.
Watching some Twitch. My favorite guy on Twitch is he does in real life Grand Theft Auto.
What do you mean IRL, in real life?
Or like, not in real life. Sorry, like role play. Role
okay,
play.
I was going to say. Wait, what do you mean role play?
Role play. So they role play in the characters.
Does he got a GoPro? Does he go around
Steam? No. Okay. He's in the game. He's playing in the game.
Okay.
Yeah, RRL. He's like going around stealing cars from people. Oh, my God. So, they role play.
Bless you, sir.
And he's the one who popular character. He always has like 30,000 people watching him. Or 30,000. I'm sorry. 13,000. His name is Mr. Chang. The character he does is Mr. Chang. I can't remember what the name he goes by offhand, but
let me guess.
He does this Asian guy
character,
and he is freaking hilarious. It's this old Chinese guy, and he doesn't use a voice changer or nothing. He naturally does this voice, and it's amazing. And not all his character just sounds funny. Like, he talks like this. No,
so does he like voice?
He voiced the character.
Okay.
And then he gets completely into this character.
This character is
a crazy maniac. Like, steals, has a gang. He has what's called the
yeah, because you can make gangs on.
Yeah, you have like your own gang. Yep. Some of the gangs sport colors and stuff, whatever. And Mr. Chang is just this amazing character. I'm gonna have to throw it on for you a little bit.
How much of his content have you consumed over the past 2 weeks?
Probably 20 hours, at least. Probably about 20 hours.
That's
Yeah, over the last 2 weeks, probably. Okay. Yeah.
So
probably.
You've spent a considerable amount.
Now,
of your
sometimes I'll multitask while he's on because, like, oh my gosh, that's one thing. So they'll do elaborate. Bank heists and stuff where they'll have a whole getaway plan and stuff. In fact, one last week they had a boat getaway. So they had this boat sitting there. So they robbed the place and then they went to where the boat was. And then seriously, you need to put a freaking collar on that dog.
She's got it off today. I don't know what she's trying to get a bug.
I mean, she needs to figure out that bugs aren't going to give a shit about barking.
I'm gonna bring her inside. Keep talking.
Seriously, but yeah. So, Mr. Chang is the best at what he does. Super entertaining. He just off the cuff, just spontaneous goofiness. My gosh, he'll do this thing where like he whispers with his voice and like, and just he's just super funny. I just gotta play it for you and let you just experience a little bit of him,
Mr. Chang.
So yeah, this is our first podcast back in a couple weeks. Did you ever put what is this 116? We had one.
I never put the one in the pocket up.
We had one.
We got one in the pocket.
We got one in the pocket that's just chilling there, waiting to be posted. And Tyler didn't put it up.
Yeah, we took a 2 week break. Well, this will be the second week, right? So it was only 1 week break.
Yes,
I self quarantined myself.
Yeah, so what was up with that?
She just ran into the door like a dumbass.
Oh my gosh. Dude, we're losing people. Oh, speaking of. Oh, Lord Caban is what he goes by online, but the character he plays is Mr. Chang, and he's going online right now.
Oh, you got a notification.
Yeah, for Twitch,
okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, that's. Yep.
Anyways, yeah, I self quarantined for a week, because I didn't want to get you infected with anything potentially.
Nice of you.
Haven't had any. Thank you. I'm a nice fella. Haven't had any symptoms, so I felt like, I guess it was okay to bring you back through.
Yeah, I was starting to wonder if you were full of shit. It was like, that's just your way of not doing the podcast, you lazy fuck.
Never. But we're good. We're back. I have spent my quarantine time, I would say, over 20 hours. Yeah, over 20 hours. You'd be proud of me for this.
Okay.
Don't know what set me down this path. I think I was just on YouTube one day and something popped up in my recommended.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to the dark side.
Yep. I have consumed 20 plus hours of David Dobrik vlogs.
Holy shit.
20 plus hours easily. I'm back.
Oh my gosh.
I'm back almost 3 years now. 2 years back, almost three.
Wait, you mean going backwards or did
Yeah, I went backwards. I just started at the recent and it just automatically plays backwards. So I just automatically just been watching. So they're like out of order, but they still make sense because nothing is chronological.
Yeah, they're
really.
Yeah,
so I've consumed a lot of that. I would safe to say that I know who the Vlog Squad is and like I know everybody and their personalities. Funny shit, man. Funny shit.
Yeah.
4 minutes and 20 seconds of just anything and everything. It's some pretty funny shit, though.
Yeah, I'm and everybody else in the Vlog Squad has their own channels, but they're more like they'll be cooking or something or have just their everyday life.
Unlike they all got like their own thing going on.
David's isn't technically really a vlog in a way. It's really a sketch comedy. Mm-hmm. Basically what he did was he took Vine and he turned it into a long format where he basically stuck a bunch of vines after the other.
That's really all it is.
Freaking genius.
Yeah.
And it's funny, there's another guy on YouTube where like people accuse him of just, you know, blatantly stealing from David Dobrik. And it's not that he's stealing his material per se, it's that his style is so much like that. I'm like, dude, that's just part of the way it is. Like, people are inspired all the time, and he does a good job, and he has a lot of his own stuff. He doesn't copy David Dobrik, but I can definitely see why a lot of people are like, oh, he's copying David Dobrik. I'm like, people, I think they're, I mean, inspired. There's one thing where you copy, just like, and I do exactly what they're doing during that. And then there's one where it's inspired. Like
is he giving away cars
like
little David Dobrik copies, you know?
Small skits and, like, pranks, is it new? Like, the way he's doing it is new in a way, but people get inspired and learn from that and go off of that, he's freaking hilarious.
It's funny shit,
he's
dude.
Killing it. He's getting about 15 million views
per video.
Up to 15 million a view now,
And I feel like none of them are really slow, you know? Mm. Like, there's never one that you watch and you're like, that wasn't as good. And like, they're all going to make you laugh at some point.
Leaves you making more. In fact, his is the one video on YouTube that I'll watch again and again. Mm-hmm. I will watch that one episode a couple times. In fact, I've been going through back and watching old episodes. And then a lot of people do clips. And, like, a good one I saw that I just watched last night was, like, Vlog Squad doing stupid stuff. And, like, it was from, like, them getting some of the stupidest tattoos to Kyle and I can't even say their name right now. Oh, my gosh. Carly and Aaron. Carly and Aaron.
Yeah, those two.
On their own. I never even saw this clip from their own channel, but... This candle that she had lit in her kitchen just like completely went on fire. I don't know.
Like it went up in flames.
It went completely up in flames, and they're trying to put it out. And then, of course, the quickest thing to do is cover it with something, you know, like they ended up relocating and pouring water on it, just made it go higher because I think they were splashing. For some reason, it seems like what was happening was the wax was catching on fire.
Yeah.
So some kind of idiot put some kind of flammable wax.
So like
in
when the
candle.
Wax splashed, the fire splashed.
Right.
The wax,
so exactly. But that was just hilarious. So they were jumping around from them showing them doing stupid things that they have done.
So who is your, obviously I have to ask, who is your favorite person that is part of the Vlog Squad?
David Dobrik, of course, is like he's the key person. But the key person in it, and he's featured in it very well, very much, and he's freaking hilarious. And he's the old guy on the podcast, Jason Nash.
Okay.
Jason Nash is just hilarious.
So why is he your
favorite? He'll do whatever David asks for him.
Okay,
he's super spontaneous. Like, so a big thing. a big thing in the podcast is hypotheticals.
I've never listened to the podcast.
So. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hop. But that is good. I keep on saying podcasts.
The but vlog.
I mean, big thing in the vlog is hypotheticals.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with what hypotheticals?
Yeah, I think we talked about it before.
Yeah, so like that's a big thing that I've never really knew that was familiar with that word until I started watching the podcast and they said the word. I'm like, that's what they're doing.
That's what they do, yeah.
And so, basically they're saying like, dude, what if you got up and slipped and fell? Like hypothetically, if you did this, and then they would laugh about it. Like, and that's a big thing too. A lot of people make fun of David Dobrik for is basically having his own laugh track because he basically creates his own laugh track, which is like a very smart thing to do. Like, I mean, he's a big fan of like Friends, all these sitcoms because basically he has like, Nala, I'm gonna fucking murder you.
All right, easy.
Oh my gosh.
Easy.
They're not gonna find the body because it's gonna be in little pieces, little nuggets. Seriously, put a fucking collar on that retarded dog. I go from loving her to hating her very quickly.
Yeah, when you got here, you were all lovey.
I know, and then it just shifted very quickly. But anyways,
hypotheticals,
yeah. That's a common thing they do in their all of them do in their own vlogs too. Is
do they?
Hypotheticals, okay. Yeah.
So it's pretty it's similar to
a big
David's.
Part of their sense of humor. No, not that they bring up hypotheticals. Not that they're doing hypotheticals all the time, but that's something that they usually will say or something.
Well, they're all very good at it.
Mm-hmm. They'll say them to each other. They're
all very good at coming up with hypotheticals. Yeah. That's a big part of the vlog.
Yeah, and it's definitely something they've rubbed off on each other. I'm kind of curious where that started. Like, I feel like I could have a whole dialogue about that. Like, in fact, I would love to incorporate that much that into my own humor when I'm around my friends, like just for us to like just go off into hypotheticals, like it's something I think you've got to focus on doing because you don't naturally do
you
it.
You actually have to work on it. Yeah,
but it's hilarious. Like I mean, because I think it's a good thing too. Like where it's your imagination, you have a good imagination too. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of going off your imagination, like. Dude, what if you stuck the mic in your mouth and started choking? Or,
just random shit.
But, yeah, random shit, but, yeah. Like,
they're good brain exercise. It's, like, a good brain exercise.
So, not only does he, like, they all do hypotheticals, but a lot of times Jason Nash will reenact something that just happened.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you've seen the vlog where, like, the big thing right now, if you started from the beginning, is that
started from the
Natalie
end.
Has been kind of dating or whatever. Something's going on with her and Todd. And Todd was hanging. So Todd is like the really good looking guy.
Yeah.
That's been in the Vlog Squad for one of the original Vlog Squad guys. And he's Natalie is David's roommate or assistant. And they just have the weirdest relationship. It seems like they're pretty much together, but they're just friends.
They've been best friends since like elementary
since little
school.
Kids. Yeah. Their houses were next to each other. So they know each other very, very well.
Yeah.
And it's just the weirdest thing.
And they've definitely banged. Like, it's fine.
They claim to have never banged. I don't know. I bet they banged once and then they never talked about it.
I feel like everybody's banged in that squad.
I wonder sometimes.
I feel like they've all
hooked up. I wonder
sometimes.
But it seems like they're kind of like open with that kind of stuff.
They're
that
very
they
transparent
haven't.
About everything, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. Like, yeah, they seem to be very transparent. Like, I mean, like, because there's a whole thing where, like, Todd dated Corinna.
Yes.
And then one of the other guys was joking about,
nobody's going to touch you. Yeah.
And then they make out. Yep. And it comes up later that they never did anything else other than make out. But they joked about it, like, saying, we had sex. But they didn't have sex. Like, it was just a joke. But that, because Corinna is Todd's friend. So, man, but if you guys don't know what we're talking about, you need to figure it out. Go check out David Dobrik's
vlog. It's funny shit, man.
Funny as fuck. I'm so glad to bring you on because now that's something we can talk about.
Yeah.
But he has a second channel too.
I do know about his second channel. Yeah. I haven't watched anything from his second channel.
It's just as good. Like, I mean, he's just on another level, man. He's amazing. Like, his dream is to do a Tonight Show.
Okay.
And I hope when he has, I mean, he's guaranteed to have his own if he really probably wants it. I mean, probably. Hopefully he still incorporates some kind of the way he does this too, like mm-hmm. the skits and all that. Like, yeah, it's just amazing. I could, like, you know, it was like he talks about on the podcast sometimes, like, how long am I going to do this? You know, like don't ever stop doing it. Like, people are like, I already seen some memes online. Like, I miss David Dobrik's vlogs.
Yeah,
because
he hasn't posted one in like
he hasn't
3 weeks.
Posted because he's been stuck inside. But like, dude, he can still post being stuck inside. But he finally let Natalie get a dog. So that's been, I follow him on Instagram.
Okay.
His Instagram can be pretty funny sometimes.
Yeah, like at the end of every single one of his videos, it's like the vlogs continue on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start going to the old ones that used to be a Snapchat.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm still showing Instagram, so I guess I'm not there
really?
Yet. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think my favorite part about all of it is, like, everybody is, like, their own little character,
mm-hmm.
and they all have, like, their own little interesting dynamics between each other
mm-hmm.
that makes it so funny and interesting. Like, when David's with certain people, I don't want to say the humor changes, but, like, the dynamics are always different, but at the mm-hmm. end, there's always a laugh, you know? Like, there's a difference when he's with... It's just him and Dom, like, by themselves, you know, Dirty Dom. Dom, I think, is mm-hmm. fucking hilarious. He's a piece of shit, but he's hilarious, right? Like, their dynamic is different from...
I know, I hate that he hasn't been in the vlogs lately.
I think he's so funny,
yeah,
but, like,
he's great.
His dynamic with Dom is different than his dynamic with, like, Jeff, and, like, his dynamic with mm-hmm. Zane, and, like, all these different people. Like, it's funny
Jeff
as
fuck. Jeff
is
great,
fuck. Too. I yeah. fucking love... I think my favorite character is Jeff.
He plays off of Jeff so well.
Yes. Yes, I
nobody
love
can beat Nash, though. Nash is just, he's on another level.
He is.
I love, like when he impersonates somebody. Oh, yeah, I was going to get to that. So, like, in one of the most
Jason
recent
Nash
ones.
Jason Nash when he impersonates?
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
He's in, so Natalie and Todd have this thing going on.
Yep.
And nobody knows if they're together. Like, nobody seems to know. And, because it's funny, too, because Aaron and, now, I keep on messing up their two names, the two girls. In fact, they jokingly call them lesbians.
Yeah, they say that they're lesbians. What's the other girl?
Aaron and Carly.
That's right.
Carly and Aaron.
Carly and Aaron.
They'll do Sundays a lot of times. They'll do like vlog squad gossip and like answer people's questions
okay.
and stuff because there's always tons of gossip and stuff.
Yeah.
But what a genius collaboration, you know? To all be in each other's vlogs and stuff and work together. Mm-hmm. And isn't that crazy, too? Josh Peck in it, too.
It's the funniest
like,
random thing in the world.
It's
like,
insane.
And I love when Josh is in them just because Josh is funny as shit.
Oh, Josh, he's very spontaneously
yes.
funny. Like, he's amazing.
He caught on to the whole thing. Like, it's how he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that in all of his vlogs, Josh basically just shits on himself for, like, his career. And David shits on Josh's career. And David or Josh pretty much is like, yeah, I'm nothing without you, David, and you're 10 years younger than me, like
yeah.
type of stuff. I think it's fucking hilarious.
The fat one, he will be mine.
Funny as shit, man.
That's one of the jokes Josh Peck makes that David Dobrik's when he's a kid is watching it and he's eating popcorn and he's like, the fat one, he will be mine.
It's just all around, it's just a good time, man.
Yeah, so you got what was I gonna say? Yeah, they're super funny. I was gonna go somewhere with that. I hope that washer isn't picking up on the podcast very much.
We'll be all
right. We're
right. Seth is doing laundry right now.
Doing laundry. I don't have a washer and dryer at my place yet. Definitely so my basement still isn't cleaned out. But anyways, I keep on trying to finish this story of
are you still
the Jason
are you still
Nash
trying to get
thing.
Nation Jet? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So,
this is the third time's the charm.
Third time's the charm. I'm going to finish it here. Anyways, Natalie and Todd are,
yep,
have been hanging out in the bedroom for a while. And everybody knows that Todd's in there. They come out of the bedroom and Todd pretends like he hadn't been in there all day. So he walks in and is like, hey guys, I haven't been here all day, you know, like, so, and they're all laughing about it because And so Jason Nash reenacts it. And it's freaking hilarious. You know, he does an impression.
He is very good at those.
And it's super funny. Yeah, he impersonates. Like, he just does it with his flair and stuff. Like, not that he's, like, accurately portraying that person, but he's doing it in a comical way.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just amazing how, like, they knew each other kind of from Vine, but then David, just a couple, 2-3 years ago, went to one of his stand-up shows and was like, hey, let's call me and let's
get together. Is that really, or it wasn't long ago?
No, it was just a few years ago. And he'd known each other longer, but they reconnected and, like, started working with each other hardcore. Because really, Alex used to be more featured in it.
Yep, Alex was his roommate. It was like his
and he still comes in more. Time. Yeah, comes into it sometimes. Which I don't know what Alex does for work. He barely ever does a. I don't know what he's making money from. Like,
I don't know what almost any of them make money from. I know that the only thing that I really do know is that Ilya.
Well, most of them make money from just YouTube.
The only thing I really know is Ilya has his own plumbing company in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Some of his main friends still like, and then Ilya, the other friend, where him and. Is Jason Dash's assistant, the blonde one? I forget. Elliot's friend. They've worked together. He's another friend.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. That's Jason Dash's assistant.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy how close he is still with his friends. He still likes to go back.
That's awesome.
I can't stand going back to my original town or like high school. Like,
I like that he's close with them. But, I mean, it probably helps that he can just, like, hop on a plane and just, like, go visit them whenever he really wants.
Yeah.
Like, he can just make those decisions. One of the funnier ones that I just recently watched was, if you don't know about Jeff used to be in prison.
Right.
He spent time in prison, and there's a video of that. I don't remember who's all in the vehicle at the time, but David's in the passenger seat, and Jeff is driving, and it's night, and David's filming, and... David jokes that the police are going to turn their lights on and pull him over because there's a police officer behind Jeff, and you can kind of see it in Jeff's face. He's like not feeling this entire situation, and then the lights go on and everybody starts freaking out and laughing, and Jeff's like, this isn't fucking funny, man. And he gets pulled over and you can hear the police officer. He goes, you have any idea why I'm pulling you over? And David goes, yeah, it's completely my fault. And like at the start of the vlog, they were sitting at a traffic light and the light turned green, but David goes, oh my God, guys, look at the stars. And they didn't go. They all looked outside the window. They were like, oh my gosh,
which
the stars
makes it
look
sounds
amazing.
Like everybody's fucking high.
Yeah, exactly. So the light's green. They're not moving. And they're like, oh my gosh, the sky looks crazy. And then Jeff goes, David goes, yeah, it was my fault. I told everybody to look at the stars. And Jeff was like, I promise we're not on drugs right now. He's like, I will take a breathalyzer test right now. He's like, I'm not on drugs. He's like, these guys are just assholes. And he was trying to remain calm. He's like, guys, this isn't fucking funny. I'm on probation right now. And like, it was just the funniest thing to see. Cause like in the other vlogs, you know, they go into one of the warehouses where they're growing marijuana. And that's where Jeff is like conducting business. And they show like a calendar. And it says kill Mark on the calendar or some shit like that. And Jeff goes, yeah, don't fucking show that shit. What's wrong with you, David? And it's just the funniest shit ever because you never know what Jeff's doing. He's like doing some shady shit. Fucking hilarious.
One of the funniest ones is like, because a lot of their stuff is scripted. And they play it off like it's not scripted.
It's great.
Which is a genius. But a lot of the stuff is scripted, loosely scripted, for sure. And a lot of the stuff, David will feed him lines or whatever and, you know, cut and do it a number of times. Mm-hmm. Like, because sometimes I'll even show them messing it up over and over. But they had this whole thing where, like, Jeff is, like, talking to a bunch of kids. And
I think I might have seen this one.
And he's like, so guys, talk about tattletaling on somebody, it was like, what happens to snitches? And all the kids go, snitches get stitches. He's like, right. All these kids in unison say this. They're learning from Jeff. Oh, not man. Not the best influence. Funny as that shit. Probably one little bit right there probably cost him $500 to get a bunch of kids over there.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Some of the shit, it makes you wonder like how much it costs, the stuff that they do. It's like wild stuff.
Oh, yeah. Just incorporate. And then some of them, you know, like... A lot of the animals and stuff, they'll get free because they have, they'll give them a shout out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people have gotten pretty popular just from David Dobrik because being in the vlog and getting a shout out to, you know. In fact, the one guy, the reptile guy, is hilarious. Not the ponytail one. He's okay. He's not as fun as the other guy.
I remember you talking about that.
He's always laughing when the snake's coming at him or whatever.
Is it the one guy that got bit in the face? By the snake?
Oh, he might have got bit in the face. I can't remember.
This one guy I just saw in one of the recent ones that I watched. He got bit in the face by a snake.
But yeah, usually they have snakes. And then they have another guy that has crocodiles, which I think he has crocodiles too. But I was watching, and he's on Facebook too, and he's gotten pretty big. But you can go like...
The reptile
guy? Man, oh, I can't. I got to get out to California one of these days. When we're allowed to. When this shit's over. Hopefully we're about to the peak. They're saying, I guess we're a week away from hitting that peak, but a lot of states are starting to slow down
okay, so hold up. Now that you brought that up, I was just listening to The Fighter and the Kid, and they were talking about how all these projections coming in, like, you know, this week is the week that it's supposed to peak, and like we're supposed to peak next week. Like, all these projections are coming in saying, like, within the next week, we're going to see the most we've seen. You know, like, mm-hmm. we're trending upwards, and we're going to reach our peak. Well, a lot of people keep pushing the peak back. They're saying, like, no, it's going to be this week. It's going to be the next week. And they're starting to think that, like, we had coronavirus back in November. Like, it was already here. People were already getting the coronavirus before Christmas time. And, like, I can think of multiple mm-hmm. people that were, like, very, very sick at around that specific point. So, like, a lot of people are thinking that, like, the projections are off majorly because the coronavirus has been in the States for way longer than we actually think it's been.
Oh, yeah, and there's tons of people that aren't tested and probably have got it and self-quarantined.
Yeah, exactly. And they got better. Brendan was talking about it, and he's like, dude, I almost definitely had coronavirus. He was like, I was deathly sick for, like, 2 weeks. He's like, I had all the symptoms. And he's like, this was back in November.
And then there's probably a lot of people that got it and didn't have a lot of symptoms because that happens.
Yeah, they're asymptomatic where they can carry the virus, but they don't show any symptoms and they're fine. I don't fucking know. I think if you or I get the coronavirus, let's be real here. I'm okay.
I'm going to be fucking fine too.
I don't know. I don't know.
Stop it. Shut up. I know old shit.
That's just for the record.
I mean, if anything, I'd be worried about my parents or anything. But as far as, I mean, like, my parents are both in good health. I mean, if anything, I mean, my mother deals with some mental issues more than anything, which that's what I deal
with. Well, I know how your parents are handling this right now.
What? They're doing just fine. Why? Did you talk to them?
Your parents keep sending me gifts on Pokemon Go.
But giving the Pokemon gifts. Yeah. I know. Like, I told my mom, I was like, I'm bad at doing it, so just text me. You know, she likes to text me and say, like, I'm praying for you, you know?
Yep.
You know that praying for you, it feels like, it was like, basically it feels like she's saying, I'm worried about you. That's all I hear. That's all I hear every fucking time. I'm worried about you.
I'm really concerned.
Yeah. My response usually is now, I was like, well, I'm praying for you too. Exclamation mark.
Yes, I'll open the gift. Give me a minute. Jeez.
So yeah, I just tell my mom to just send me a reminder. And I've been consistently, when I see her texting me, I will open her gift. But my issue now too is like, I haven't been by any of the spins to spin.
Me either.
So I don't have any gifts to send. I keep on forgetting to drive. There's one right down the street from me, a small church that's on my block, like basically a church in the residential area, and that's a good one to spin. But of course, I've hardly been out. I've been eating way too much Uber Eats, dude. I am sick of every restaurant, Uber Eats.
Where you been eating recently?
Dude, okay, so yeah, I guess there's only a handful of, like, I've definitely realized there's not as many, like, it seems like a lot of the places will forget to turn on or not even worry about turning on, like, their Uber Eats because they got to turn it on to accept calls. In fact, for the first time, I didn't even realize that First Watch even had it, and I got First Watch
delivered
the other morning. But it was so early in the morning that there was no Uber drivers. There's not as many Uber drivers really out anyways. Mm-hmm. And it was cold once it got to me, but it was still pretty good.
First Watch is good as
First
shit.
Watch is very good. Yes. I mean, dude, we're going
good
fuck,
breakfast
we're
food.
Going the fuck out. Once this is over, dude.
Good breakfast food.
I'm looking forward to getting the fuck out and stretching my legs. Like,
I keep hearing a lot of people talk about how, like, they just want to sit in a restaurant with a bunch of people. Like, they just want to sit at a table, talk to a waiter or a waitress, and just, like, hear the ambiance of a kitchen and people.
Dude, it will be, I mean, I feel like random people will just come up to you and give you a hug. You know, like, just excited. I can touch a person. Like,
hold up. Just like, 2 weeks ago. Get away. You know?
Like it'll be so easy to hook up with a girl at a bar because, like, everybody hasn't been home alone for weeks.
That's an interesting one, right? You know, there's a lot of people that are lonely right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sick and tired. In fact, this is the most contact or conversation I've had with anybody in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, see, it's got to be weird for you, right? Because, like,
I work from home.
I'm still working every day. I work around hundreds of people every single day. So, like, my self-quarantine is I go to work, I'm around my normal group of people, and then I come home and I'm by myself. But, like, you're not around anybody.
Nope. Unless there's an issue or – I mean, the most work I've done is went and picked up a couple. I'm just kind of helping them get the rent paid and went and picked up the rent because usually I have them deposit and they have to go through the drive through whatever. So,
do you talk to yourself?
I don't. I laugh out loud, which is kind of funny. I'll do that sometimes. I'll talk to myself like, oh my gosh, that was so funny, or like,
okay, yeah.
When something funny happens, that's the one time I'll probably talk to myself. And then, or like when I'm getting anxious or something, and like I have like I'm trying to make a list of things in my head to do, and that usually calms me down or whatever. Like, but yeah, this hasn't been too good for my anxiety, but I've been coping, you know, fine. You know, just sleeping a lot, of course, and then watching a lot of YouTube and stuff. And of course, it's been a tough week for my properties, month for my properties, because, you know, some people have lost their jobs and some people aren't able to pay till the, you know, middle of the month. And so hopefully I'll have most of the rent paid, and, you know, they're getting a lot of my renters, you know, live paycheck to paycheck. Probably most of my renters do. And
I mean, more than 50% of Americans do.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So, and Ohio, Toledo, Ohio is definitely a blue collar, you know, what is that? Blue collar, is that the right one?
I think so.
Blue collar, you know, kind of work with your hands and the factory and stuff like that. You know, I would say most of Toledo is probably lower middle class. I mean, like, or even probably poverty level, like income. Like, I feel like most people are probably around that $2,000 or less a month wage.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong. I guess I don't know.
You know, I mean, there's still a lot of good jobs. I mean, you gotta. But there's plenty of lazy people out there too.
That's everywhere you go, though.
Right, but I mean, all my properties are rented out, so, you know, it's just trying to get the rent, and then I'm working with them too. So thankfully, you know, I still have money in the bank to take care of anything, and I've been kind of hesitant to try to pull the trigger on buying anything else, just because it's kind of nice to have the money there, you know, just emergency or whatever.
Collect interest.
You know, and just completely go up belly and I have to live off that. Like, you know, worst case scenario. And like, I really don't see all my property situation. That's definitely, you know, people always need to have a house to live. But when the government's saying like, oh, you know, help your tenants out and don't charge them rent for the next 90 days or whatever, or defer. It's basically defer or whatever. Deferred, like, yeah. Like, people, you don't want to do that. You want to try to pay as much as you can because, like, you're going to have to back pay that. Mm-hmm. And there's, I mean, especially if the government sent out money, there's no reason not to pay rent. You know, everybody's getting a check for $1,200 for the most part if you made less than $100,000 or $80,000 or something like that. And then extra $500, anyone over 18. And then if you had to have done your taxes the last couple of years, or they're going to have a portal or whatever, too, if you haven't done your taxes the last couple of years, you can put your information in or whatever, all that. But mm-hmm. the quickest way to get paid is have you done your taxes the last couple of years, and then you have done direct deposit of some sort.
Direct deposit from, like, so your tax return.
They'll just
like
drop
that.
The money right in your yep. checking account, and that's supposed to be starting, from what I understand, the 9th. So that's Friday.
I know a lot of people are looking for that.
Yeah, a lot of people are, like, so I was like, my tenants know about that, and I mean, like, so please, you know, pay me accordingly then, too, because, like, I mean, if there's a couple adults in your house, I mean, that's $2,400. You have a couple adults, a couple kids. I mean, that's $3,400 right there, so that should... If you're smart with that, that should last you a couple months if you're smart about it. Well, if you're smart
about
it.
Not everybody's smart, man.
Yep. Probably a lot of those people are going to blow that money as quick as it comes in.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to blow mine. I don't... What am I going to say?
But yeah.
It's a weird time, dude.
It's a weird time.
It's everything around us is just kind of paused. Everything's just kind of in limbo right now.
Dude, restaurants and everything are going to be so fucking popular whenever they come back. And
if,
like,
they make it through.
Like, well, yeah, a lot of companies are going under. Like, yep. In fact, I put a lot of money into stock, like, right when it went down. So it was kind of crazy to see how it quickly it popped back up, too. And so it's gone up and down, but definitely was a good time to invest. So, mm-hmm. But I'm hoping, though, Carnival does okay. Because they're really struggling. They're basically just all the Carnival Cruise can't. So I'm hoping they don't go bankrupt.
Well, yeah, they can't do anything.
I would lose all that money. But they had some big investors put money into stocks and stuff. So hopefully they'll be okay. But because, like, that would be all the stock would go to zero.
Yeah, if they file bankruptcy.
Because I wanted to have 100 stock with Carnival. If you have 100 stock, so I end up I have a little over 100 stock right now, and that's the. Any cruise you go on, you get 5-day cruise, you get $50 onboard credit. 7-day cruise or more, you get $100 credit. And then if you go on 13 days or more, you get like $250 onboard credit. So that quickly pays for 13 itself.
13 days on a cruise ship, I'm good. Oh, dude. I'm good on that.
Back-to-back cruises, you don't even know, man. You've never even been on a cruise.
I'm good on that, dude.
You have never even been on a cruise.
Give me like 2 days. 2 days max.
2 days max?
Don't even have to leave the port. Just go on the ship.
Dude, 3-day, you'd be good with you'd have fun on a 5-day cruise. We'll have to.
It's a long time.
Dude, it flies by, man. It's a long time. It's a blast. You go into ports, you're meeting new people, going to the club, in the hot tub. Nah. Oh, stop. Nah. Now you're giving that crap that you don't even want to go on a cruise now?
Doesn't sound fun.
Really, it doesn't sound fun to you.
Sound fun.
You got to give it a fucking chance, man. You're going on a fucking cruise, man.
Sound fun.
I'm going to pay for this guy. I'm paying for this guy to go on a cruise, and I can't even get him to even get excited about it.
Just fucking with you. What are you drinking over there? What you got in there?
Some coffee.
Yeah, I know, but like what kind?
From Tim Hortons.
Did you get the dark roast, or did you get the regular?
I just said regular, I think. I said coffee, so I don't know.
Might as well be drinking milk, sir.
But, yeah, I wish there was a Tim Hortons real close to mine. I got my coffee maker. I just haven't gone and bought coffee yet or filters.
Dude, you still have to put your house together.
I know, man. I got to pick up my my friends. They come over and help me. We've got to finish some trim. And
I think this is a perfect opportunity for you to develop yourself. And
do it all myself.
Do it yourself.
Oh fuck, dude.
What else are you gonna
do? Motivation, dude. I can't. That's just not my. It's not my thing. I just can't motivate myself to do that kind of stuff.
Dude,
I just have no interest in it whatsoever.
This is a beautiful time to pick up a new skill, learn something, read a book, do something that you don't normally do, man.
hey, you know what? If you came over and you did it for me?
No.
And
you know why I won't? Because I've done stuff.
That
was a good
hypothetical that will never happen.
I've done stuff similar, right? My father purchased I knew a this was coming. Shitty house. We remodeled the entire thing.
Never again.
I know what I don't want to do, and that is construction. That is carpentry.
So you'll be in the same boat, happy to pay other people to do it.
So there's a difference, right? So, like, my father was on board with remodeling the entire house. We destroyed it to the studs and started over. My father was on board because it was his house.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my house. I didn't give a shit. I didn't care what
it looked
like.
If it was your house, it would have been different.
Right. I didn't care what it looked like. But he put a lot of money into it. You know, he put everything into it. I think he only purchased it for like $40,000, I think. I think it's well over six figures worth now. Like, he put a lot into it. We added on to it. They added the whole shebang. But like, we spent.
He still lives in that house?
Still lives in that house.
Oh, wow.
We spent a good part of a year every single day, all day, majority of part of the night, just working on the house. That was all I did for an entire year. And I didn't care. I learned how to do a bunch of stuff. I learned, you know, electrical work, you know, putting carpets in, putting in floors, like putting up walls, knock down ceilings, like the whole thing. Like, I could confidently work on a house, but I know that I don't want to at all. If I can get away with having somebody else do it, I will. But if it's my own place, and I know that, you know, like with my apartment here, right? Like, if you look at it, you would go, oh, well, this guy cares about his place. It's well put together. You know, that's how I would think about my house. I would put the time into it. I would do it right. But it was my dad's house. I didn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care. So when it comes to your house, Seth, I don't give a shit.
And that's about it there, guys. That sums about Tyler all around. He doesn't give a shit.
That's right. I don't care.
And he is a piece of shit. So
no, easy.
I'm
a nice guy.
Peas in pod.
I'm a nice guy.
Guys, thanks for listening to another podcast. Hopefully we'll try to get another one in this week.
Yeah, Seth has been effectively exposed to COVID-19. So he's good to come over to my place.
COVID-19.
Yep. COVID-19.
COVID.
There you go.
19.
Yep. So he's good to come over. You know, I'm exposed.
COVID.
Did you hear about that tiger that got the coronavirus?
Don't give a shit. Next podcast, we're talking about Tiger King. Have you watched Tiger King?
Yeah, we got to talk about that. Holy shit. I can't believe we haven't said anything about that. Guys. Did you watch the whole thing?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Just make
sure.
Dude,
I've been into that shit.
Okay. I did too.
This is amazing. Okay, cool.
If you guys want to listen to us talk about Tiger King, you'll have to check out the next episode.
For sure.
Seth, where can we find you?
You can follow me on Twitter. Please do not. Seth Ohms. Then on Instagram, Seth Ohms. And then we have our Unscripted Banter podcast. You can follow that. And guys, thanks for listening. Tyler, where can I find you?
I was going to say, you're not even going to ask me. Yeah,
sorry. Tyler,
Sorry,
let's just calm down now.
You can follow me, TLuns5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Give us a listen. Give us a like. If you like what we do, give us a comment. If you want Seth to be replaced, just send me a DM. Let me know. I will happily. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
That wasn't cool. You know, we're going to the bar right now, and first drink's on you. Damn it!
We love you, fuckers.
Fuck you, COVID.
Have a great week.